Well, you know, I'm after 30 years of your being involved in these studies and in practice. I'm just trying not to step too far over the line here because I don't. You know what I mean? Well, does a person become stronger, or do they rationalize their problems away, or is it a true understanding, or is it actually wiping the hard drive?
Well, what it does is let me give you let me give you an example. If you have let's say you have an asteroid hit, something just that is so powerful,
just devastating.
Yeah. But remember, devastation is individual. It's
right.
What you and I, what might be devastating to you might not be for me.
Gotcha.
Here's one. Let me give you an example of Claudia from the book. This would be devastating to me. 14-year-old Claudia, she goes to school. She comes home. Her mother and her sister have moved away with no forwarding address. They didn't tell her.
Man.
Can you imagine being abandoned by your mother and your sister?
No.
No one. That's an asteroid hit. So what happened in working with her, had her think about the event, took her through the identify, clear, repattern, and anchor. And by the way, what happened, she was a very successful web designer, but she kept self-sabotaging. And, really what was happening is guilt. She felt guilty, and guilt seeks punishment. She was repeating what had happened to her with people abandoning her. It was she was stuck in a pattern. So what happened is treated her, and so when she thought about it, about the terror of that, it was on a 0 to 10 scale, it was a 10. Gradually, as we worked on it, and this is in a 45-minute session, it got down to a 0. Where she could sit back and relax. She had the logical awareness, but without the emotional component. So it's a little bit like unhooking a locomotive from another car. It was, she could talk about it, she was balanced, and then we installed positive thoughts about her, that she's capable, that she is loved and is loving. The mother received some treatment, and they did reunite. She did stay with friends for 2 weeks until the mother was identified. But if you can imagine that. So what happens is, it's not just making it better. The emotional traumatic moment is neutralized, so that when you're thinking about it, you reach for it, but there's really nothing there. It's neutral. And then you install the positive thought, so you're capable, you're worthy, you're lovable, and that becomes your new reality. You still have the memory, but there's a disinclination to go there because there's nothing there.
So you sort of break the resonance string.
Right, and you remove the emotional strength. You neutralize it. So if something that is terrifying to you all of a sudden wasn't, and you could look at it, understand it, kind of float above it, see it in a different light, feel empowered, worthy, deserving, more capable, and on any issue. Imagine if you had nothing holding your back from anything that's ever happened to you in your life, from people insulting you or someone moving away and not telling you. So this puts, and you asked how many people are normal. Well, you know, life is a normal distribution. It's a normal curve. And this book is for the average person that doesn't need to see anybody because they're, you know, it's nothing that is so dramatic that it needs professional attention, but they'd like to improve the quality of their life. They'd like to remove that fog of distress, and they'd like to enjoy happiness at a deeper level, and peace of mind, and greater love and joy. So this is for the person to clear those things up on their own using, you know, new technology that is exciting and Larry King seems to like.